This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Speech and the big main globalist assault worldwide with the UN censorship treaties and everything. The attacks on Elon Musk, Hillary Clinton saying Trump's going to be a dictator. Clips of that. It's all coming up next segment. I'm going right into it. But I wanted to hit some of this. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass just had her house burglarized today for the second time. And in wokeness said, I feel zero sympathy for any politician who supported policies that gut the prison population in half. And she also wants to make homeowners pay for homeless people's new houses so they can tear them out and destroy them and collapse society. It's all clouded and piven. But that's what all of this lawlessness is about, is to make people give up on the system and collapse things. And then things will be so bad, there won't be food production that they can bring in all of their controls. So here is the Los Angeles mayor who is, again, bureaucratically explaining why there's a crime wave. Here it is.
I mean, it's really an embarrassment on our country that we have more people locked up in the United States than any place in the world. And if you look at the many, many, many people who are locked up, they're locked up because they're poor, because they can't afford bail, or they can't afford proper legal defense. If you dealt with the poverty aspect, you could probably reduce the population by 50% with that alone. You know, why are people incarcerated just because they can't make bail?
The Democrats are releasing violent criminals and keeping nonviolent in jail. No, that's the issue. Here is the Biden administration is suing Sheetz gas station convenience stores for discrimination against minorities for doing background checks. So if you want a background check on the person running a store and all that money and all everything goes on, you're racist. What the hell does that have to do with it? Talk about crime wave. Here it is.
Sheetz is being sued over its hiring practices. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed the suit this morning. It claims that the way Sheetz bases employment on criminal records disproportionately screens out Black, Native American, and other multiracial applicants, and that this violates federal law. The suit does not accuse Sheetz of being motivated by race when making hiring decisions. We have reached out to Sheetz for comment, but so far we have not heard back.
Okay, so if you make somebody pass a background check, that's what it's about, you're bad. Where did Biden go last week when nobody wanted to talk to him? A Sheetz gas station. And then now the federal government's suing him because they run a background check. I mean, that's crazy, folks. That's incredibly dangerous. So the government spies on you, scans you, controls you, puts you through all these databases, calls you a white supremacist because you're not a communist. And then if you own a business, you're a franchise owner of a gas station convenience store that serves food and things, and you run background checks on people, well, you're bad. Ladies and gentlemen, stores will hire anybody that isn't a criminal. And so the issue with both these stores not getting, quote, minority applicants is because they're not getting applications. And that's the system that's been created. But the minority in most areas is the majority now. And there are a lot of great people of every color out there. But this is dangerous. And the globalists know exactly what they're doing. It's like California passing a huge minimum wage. Now all these businesses are laying people off because they can't pay the employees that much money. It's the inflation that's causing all of this. That's the tax. And Biden's printed more money than in the first 200 years of this nation, plus in just the last 3 years, three plus years. That's the big issue. And I know the audience knows that. But the general public still doesn't really understand what the monetization of debt means and what's happening. But all of us feel it, and it's only getting worse. 1 minute break to join some stations. We'll be right back, and we will go right into the biggest attack on free speech worldwide. Governments around the world, whether it's the EU or whether it's Australia, saying they control free speech worldwide. Elon Musk is saying, go F yourselves. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So if you remember 6 years ago, they were banning us off of hundreds of platforms. They said it was just about Alex Jones. And I told you, I said no. I said right in the Wall Street Journal, they admitted it. They were going to set the precedent with me. I mean, I could already tell that was the case, but they said, once we demonize Jones, which we're doing, and then once people don't stand up for him and we ban him, then we'll have the precedent set to ban everybody. And then we saw the massive censorship, election manipulation, blocking of all the news stories that made Biden look bad, that even though he really had to still steal a few key states, did damage Trump in some areas. And so Elon Musk 2 years ago buys X, buys Twitter, turns it to X, and he says, we'll follow national rules, and if the EU bans videos or says they can't be shared, we'll block them, but we're not going to block them worldwide. And then in Australia, as you all know, a week and a half ago, a very, very popular Orthodox priest gets stabbed by a Muslim in the face and neck, and thank God survived, and the Australian government came out and said, people can still get around that and go to U.S. accounts and find the video. Well, why can't you see it? Well, just like they block all the anti-white crime going on around the world, just like they have all that political correctness, because they don't want a political debate about what's happening, they are trying to censor that. And so is the EU. The EU's got criminal investigations open. Brazil's open criminal investigations. Saying they're going to arrest people involved in X. They're going to go after Elon Musk. But now we have senators in Australia and other places calling for his arrest, saying he's got too much power. And so the bureaucrats that want to lock you up and give you 4 shots and all the rest of this garbage. But first, here's Elon Musk 3-4 months ago when there was a huge boycott against him with George Soros was quarterbacking on record. And he says, fine, if you want to control everybody's speech and my speech with money, go F yourselves. That's a bold move. Here's where he said it.
Apology tour, if you will. This had been said online. There was all of the criticism. There was advertisers leaving. We talked to Bob Iger
today. I hope
today.
They stop.
You hope?
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself. But go yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. Hey, Bob, if you're in the audience.
Well, let me ask you then.
That's how I feel. Don't advertise.
How do you think then about...
And that's the attitude we should all have about free speech. We're adults. You can handle it. There should be no censorship. Unless somebody's directly saying, go kill this person, that's already illegal. Go back to following the law. So, here's the headlines. Court orders Elon Musk X to block Sydney church stabbing footage. He refused. Musk declares Australian court censorship of X terror post. Musk decries Australian court censorship of X terror post. Yahoo News. Here's a post by Mario Nafal. Australian senator wants Elon Musk locked up for allowing free speech on X. Jaku Lamble, quote, Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. Oh, yeah. This is absolutely disgusting behavior, and quite frankly, the bloke who should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with the social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power the man has because of the platform that he's on has got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop. And Elon Musk said about that, global content takedown orders can harm the internet if adopted widely. Yeah, I think so. There's a newscast clip of this that I meant to send you guys. If we don't have this clip, get it, or tell me if you do have it after we play the senator's clip. But I want this clip. Our concern is that if any country is allowed to censor content for all X countries, which is what the Australian E-Safety Commission, Commissar, is demanding, then what is to stop any country from controlling the entire internet? We have already censored the content in question for Australia, pending legal appeal, and it's stored only on servers in the U.S. But they want him arrested. We'll play that news clip in a moment, but here's the headline. Australian PM, that's the Prime Minister, calls Elon Musk an arrogant billionaire after ex-owner says government wants to control the entire internet over stabbing videos. What's what they're saying they want? Here is the senator talking about it.
The alleged attack, and Elon Musk really showing contempt for the government and its approach on this issue. What's your take on the tech billionaire?
So when it comes to the tech billionaire, like I've already said, I think he's a social media knob with no social conscience. He has absolutely no social conscience. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away. That bloke should not have a right to be out there on his own ideology platform and creating hatred, showing all this stuff out there to our kids and doing all the rest. I'm very interested to watch what the US is going to do with TikTok and how far that they can do with trying to get rid of that platform as well. So I think we're all watching on the United States at the moment to see what they're doing. But seriously, if we can move, and if that means in the next sitting that we can shut him down from doing this, because this
is stressful. Kick the platform out.
I don't give a stuff about the platform. I'm happy to go off the platform today, to be honest with you. I already have a list of all your journalists. I don't even know why we're on the platform. But I say this to everybody else. I'll be switching off X today. I'll be doing that before I get to the airport this afternoon. And I suggest that the other 227 members of parliament do the same thing and show them that you mean business. Because when you want to lead by example, it has to happen from here. It has to happen from here. So start switching off X. Start throwing it back at him. But we've got to start from here.
Jackie Lambie, David Pocock, great to see you both, and happy birthday, David.
That's only going to backfire on them. I've got another clip of her, we'll play in a moment, actually saying we need to arrest him. But let's play a clip of the national news there in Australia covering this. But you talk about arrogance of these people. Here it is.
Chris, we've had him on this program, has submitted a notice of appeal against the E-Safety Commissioner in this country, Julie Inman Grant, over her takedown order for his post where he supposedly misgendered a trans activist. Tell me the latest with this case. It's a fascinating one. It's one that got international attention. People were shocked that this was happening in Australia. And you would think the E-Safety Commissioner would have bigger priorities, I don't know, child exploitation for one, than to bring down posts on X.
Yeah, that's right. Look, there is a serious issue with the exposure of children to, you know, graphic and obscene content, and it needs to be dealt with. The problem that you've got here with this e-safety commissioner, she's an activist.
Absolutely.
You know, she will continue to expand her role to police the internet, to censor debate in a way that's consistent with her own ideological views. We're just talking about the EPA. It's the exact same problem. You have these unelected bureaucrats that have vague powers, and they will fill it with their views. And, you know, she has a track record of censorship, and it only ever targets one side, and unfortunately we're seeing that happen again.
And let's not forget, we've mentioned it before on this program, she was appointed by the coalition government. This isn't some Labor appointment. This is another example of the coalition wasting power. You do wonder why, you know, what's the point of voting for them?
Well,
they kind of just appoint lefties to run the bureaucracy.
And also the misinformation and disinformation laws that started under Paul Fletcher when he was communicating. Now, this government's gone way further, but they permitted it through allowing it to go as far as it did.
And this was all done to suppress people saying, hey, the virus is man-made. Hey, the shots don't work. They make you sick. All that's been confirmed. We were right. They were wrong. They're the liars. Remember Australia. Don't talk to your neighbors. New Zealand. Don't look at the sunset. We're your only source of information. Follow whatever we say. They're the tyrants. And it's not just lefties that, oh, did this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at a bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Was it a joke? Was it a joke when they gave an SS officer a standing ovation last year? They think you're stupid. They're laughing at you. And Trudeau gets up on TV and says, no one believes this anymore because this is disinformation. Yes, your lies, your disinformation. That's why people don't buy anything you say and anything you do anymore, because they know you're a criminal. And I'll say it again. All the popular talk show hosts around the world, whether you're in Australia or New Zealand or Russia or areas of Africa or the Middle East or Europe or North America or Latin America, all the top talk show hosts are populist anti-globalists now, because the people are waking up. And their answer is just shut them up. And then you shut them up and more pop up. The globalists are going to lose, but we have to not just oppose their operations. We have to build an idea and a system for an alternate plan that we're not going to force on people, but that we offer people as an alternate system for them to join and to augment and to change and to be part of it with us. And I'm not enemies with anybody in the third world. I get attacked by, I don't want to call it right wing. It's just folks trying to like dunk. And they always edit videos of me when I war game things and talk about things. And it's jump cuts. I forget which clip it is, but it's the one where I'm talking about immigrants here. It's only like 24 seconds. Pull that up before I go to Hillary. And I remember months ago, I've said this many times, you've heard me say it, I'm like, I'm not against the third world being starved to death and under globalist lockdowns. And the globalists lock them down, and they do polls of them, and 90%+ are coming there because they're starving. There are a lot of criminals in there. They're being brainwashed to be anti-American. They're being used in the voter rolls. They're being used for congressional districting to rig things. So we've got to shut the border down, and we've got to deport all the military-age men, bare minimum. And I've come on my show and said it, Steve Bannon, and I call for the military to be used. But see, you score points and go viral with a 24-second edited clip where it jumps around. At the end, I say, but, and it cuts right there, but they're brainwashing them, but they're under UN control, but they're being signed up to vote, but many of them are criminals and human traffickers, so we've got to deport them all. But you then play a tape that's edited, so you can say, look, Alex Jones is for open borders. It's not just the establishment that deceives and does these types of things. And I don't play this clip to even attack the groups that did this. I'm sad for them, because that's black propaganda. That had nothing to do with black people. White propaganda is you're pushing something, but it's for a good cause, and you're not lying. Not all propaganda is bad. It means propagate. Propaganda. Gray propaganda is not completely honest, but it's for a good cause. Black propaganda is a lie to create division and to hurt people. And so it's like the clips, and I play them, where I go, Israel should not go into Gaza. They should kill the leadership of Gaza around the world. This is a globalist setup. Biden gave them $6 billion for class civilizations to start World War III. But if Israel was going to go in, they've got to move from the north to the south, carpet bombing, to push all that out, or they're going to get massive casualties. But they shouldn't do that, because it'll be a war crime, and it's a trap. And Steve Bannon was saying that too. Well, you put a 14-second clip out of me saying, you drop Moabs on, you carpet bomb. It's the same deception. And it doesn't hurt me, because most people go, oh, I actually saw the full clip, you're a liar. But it's something that we need to be aware of and how they operate, because you're a regular listener. You hear me every day talk about this. But of course, I don't hate these poor starving people. I'm against the globalist lockdown. I said 4 years ago and 3 years ago, thousands of times until your ears bled, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. They are having way worse lockdowns in the third world. They're going to organize them here and bring them here in the great replacement. And I'm not against these people. I know how they've been manipulated, but I love water. But if a dam breaks, it's going to flood and kill me. So I love a glass of water, but I don't love being flooded by it. I love drinking water, but I don't have a fire hose. So I said, so we've got to shut all this down now. It's part of the globalist plan, but I don't hate these people on average. Now, that's what I actually said today, and you're like, yeah, we've heard you say it 500 times, Jones. I know, because we're always thinking about the new listeners. But think about this deceptive clip compared to what you've heard me say, and then just see the deception. But I go, but, and it cuts. Hey, to you deceptors, you'd a little bit better if you just cut the butt off. People kind of go, but, what, what? I understand a lot of them are victims. I understand they're being starved. I understand their plight. We're facing the same enemy. I understand a lot of them are great people. America's a nation of immigrants. We don't have our kids anymore. We kill our children. So we do need to bring in people from all over the world. But good people that want to work hard, that want to become citizens, that aren't brainwashed by leftists. That's what I said. This is true. I'll say it. I'm not a white supremacist. I don't hate brown people and black people. I don't hate those people. But I understand there's a whole anti-white thing, so people swing to the other side and say, well, then screw all of you. That's the enemy dialectic of making us fight each other. If you go explain this to people from a real rational position, you don't fall into that paradigm and we can build a better world together. So, yeah, I am a classical liberal, like Thomas Jefferson type. Now, the modern liberal is a fascist, evil, race-baiting, pedophile scumbag. Labels mean nothing, you know. But I am a populist Christian, pro-human, and I love all God's children, and I'm proud of that. So if you want the pro-Hitler show and all that fantasy land, the black uniforms, and you think that's all cool, hey, there's plenty of that for you. You got the wrong show, because I got one person watching. That's God. I'm sorry to everybody out there. I'm sorry. It's not my wife. It's not my family. It's not you. I love you all. There's one guy watching, and that's all I care about. And the Holy Spirit tells me what to say and what to do. And when I do wrong, God says, hey, that was wrong, and gets me back on target. But I know God loves everybody. I know God wants us to come together, not give up our sovereignty, not be run over, but be strong, but also be honest. And God wants us to come together, and God made all of us. So, yes, I love the black people and the brown people, and it's just the way it is. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter if they're being brainwashed and killing us and attacking us, and some of them are demons and terrible. I mean, I saw this latest black guy they caught trying to rape, you know, kidnap kids. He looks like a total demon zombie. He's demon-possessed, folks, and there's white demon-possessed people. Oh, I got to send that to you guys. I thought I did, but I didn't see it in my stack. It's just hellish looking. Absolutely. Look at that. I mean, folks, that's the final stage of demon possession right there. And all he does is go around kidnapping and raping kids. Or trying to. And that's a zombie, folks. That's a real live zombie. But I don't look at him and hate black people and say, oh, look how pathetic they are. I've seen plenty of white people have that same look, folks. And the thing in them says, get kids, hurt kids, get them. And that's the final stage of serving evil right there. I mean, look at that. He doesn't need makeup. He can walk right on a Day of the Dead Part 10. And boom, it's done. All right, here's the clip where they were being deceptive. Here it is. They did big polls of the migrants, and they said, there's no jobs, the farms are shut, the factories are shut, I'm starving to death, I've got to come here. So they're victims of globalism being shut down. And, yeah, our country needs new people. We're an aging population. We're not having more children. We're not having replacement rate. So I'm all for bringing people in, and immigration is what founded this country, absolutely. But... they're bringing in a lot of really bad people, brainwashed people. They're having them vote illegally. They're controlling the Democratic Party. They're exploiting them. We got to shut it all down. Oh, don't want to show that, because I'm not a good Hitler. I don't want to kill all the black people. I'm not strong like the big guy. You damn right I'm not. Because I am working with the big guy. It ain't Hitler. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is nothing more frustrating to me
whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, then to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm going to finish up with the race issues I was talking about. Then we had Hillary Clinton saying Trump's going to be a dictator. So key. But I want to say something else about race. Look. It's open season on white people. White people are demonized everywhere. We're lied about. We're attacked 20 to 1. Disproportionately, the governments and media cover it up. Christians are attacked. whole black tribes that are Christian get murdered by the UN and gets covered up. Christians are under attack. The West is under attack. White people are under attack. I've been exposing that for decades. But let me tell you, the vast majority of brown people are hardworking good folks and love God, and God made them. And 5G's, Greg Reese's report earlier, five-fold increase in brain tumors in children directly linked to all the electromagnetic crap. And they've got studies. The U.S. government did a 20-year study that came out 2 months ago, and they said we're ending the research now. The EU study showed the same thing. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. We're being murdered by the poison shots. We're being murdered by the 5G. We're being murdered by the GMO. They're hurting our children. And so, yeah, okay, I can show you thousands of videos of white people being attacked. The media is trying to suppress it. It's bad, and it's wrong. But that's meant to then piss everybody off and create a race war. And they brainwash a bunch of brown people to hate white people. And that's true. We talk about it. We get demonized by the ADL for it. But 20-something million are dead from these shots. And you remember, folks, the left claims they love black people all over the world. They use them and hide behind them and claim that they represent them. The black folks in record numbers are waking up and joining the MAGA movement and get it. It's beautiful. And they go to a Trump event and get nothing but love. And that's what's happening. So we're winning the hearts and minds. There's a lot of nasty collateral damage going on in the process by the globalists. But if you remember Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and all of them got up there on TV, Fauci, and said, they say, have you had your shot yet? No, I haven't had my shot yet. I want the black people to have it first. I love the black people. That's why Fauci, look it up, back when the New York Times was totally controlled, they did dozens of stories in the 90s, early 90s, where Fauci ran a program, mainly on the East Coast, with tens of thousands of children, almost all black. Look up the 95% black. And I'd read these articles. I had some of the families on, and they would come to a single black mother in New York City and say, you got a 9-year-old, you got a 2-year-old. We're going to take the 10-year-old, and if you sign these papers, the 9-year-old, we will let you keep the 2-year-old. And they take the 9-year-old, and they would give him AIDS medications that were experimental and kill them. And in one case, like a 6-year-old black boy, I remember interviewing his mother, he breaks out, pulls off the IVs, climbs out, and escapes in underwear, goes to a police station. They don't know what to do. His mother comes and gets him. They take him back and kill him. And the black people are pissed off about that. Well, hey, black people, I love you, man. I'm pissed, too. They almost killed my dad. They killed some of my friends with these shots. I get it, brother. We're together. So let's not kill each other over this. Let's go after, not violently, but with the truth. Unless we have Nuremberg 2 and they're convicted. Hell yeah, death penalty. We're not going to lynch them, though. Let's go after these people together. Because they're targeting all of us. And if we can just get the black people fully awake, get everybody fully awake, but we can get them awake. And they're very receptive. They're damn close. In fact, they're the fastest group waking up right now. They were under mind control, but they're the fastest group waking up. And then it's Hispanics, and then it's Asians, and then it's everybody. It's white people. I mean, we're kicking New World Order arse. And that's what it comes down to. All this BS about black separatist stuff and white separatist stuff, and we're all going to be in our own communities. If people want to do that, that's their issue. Louis Farrakhan does that. He has some of the best success with black folks getting them up and successful by saying, hey, we're done with your system. It's attacking us. We're going to have our own thing. That's a survival mechanism. We don't need to hear the white devil little cherry on top. He's moved away from that. He said to me at dinner, he said, you've helped me understand that. I don't know if that's BS, but he told me that at dinner. Guy's got more energy than I've ever seen. After about 5 hours, I said, dude, I'm tired. Like 11 o'clock, and I'm going to bed. He was actually offended. I was like, yeah, this guy's got energy. But he invited me to his house. I've been to his house once in Phoenix. He invited me to go to his farm in Michigan, and I just was too pinned out at the time with custody battle to go. I think they were offended at that, but I'd like to interview Farrakhan again. He's not doing a lot these days. But the point is that I don't blame Randy Weber. Green Beret gets married in the city, sees the crime, all the anti-white stuff. He wasn't a white supremacist. He was a white separatist. He just tried to move to Idaho and live on a mountaintop and be left alone. And I knew Randy well. Dead now. He said, I love everybody. I don't hate black people. Served a lot of great black guys in the military. But he said, I'm tired of us being attacked. I want to be separate from the whole system, the cities, the education system, Hollywood, everybody. Now, I can't say Farrakhan's wrong and then say he's wrong, but that is fine if you're able to do that and not be part of the system. And you break with everything. And you say, I trust my family, that's it. That's a mechanism when you're under attack, is to go, hey, I'm not dealing with anybody, people just like me that I trust. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm simply saying we need to identify the New World Order is the trillion-pound rhinoceros running over us and backing over us and stomping on us, and I'm tired of it. And I believe in the future for humanity. And I have a very strong connection to God. I mean, I'm 50 now, and my whole life, my instincts, which is the spirit, has never been wrong. But as a young man, I always ignored it. And as I got older, I started following it more and more, but still half the time. And now, I follow it 90% of the time. And it's incredible. I mean, it's dead on. Absolutely dead on. Here's a quick example to see how magic the universe is. I know a lot of the experiences. 5-6 years ago, we're at the censorship hearings, and Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter, is there. And they say, he's already left the building, but I wanted to confront him. And I had no idea about the building. I'd only been in the main entrance. And they said, okay, he's coming out this way. And I literally just went, God, where is he? And God goes, go out the main entrance and go around the back. I had no idea what the back was. And I walk around the back with my security guys and cameras. And God's like, no, that's not the back. Go around the other way. And I walk right out as he comes out and catch him. And I'm telling you, that's when you finally, like Luke Skywalker, you know, turns off his targeting computer. It's the same thing. And I'm telling you, discernment is that powerful that more and more I just go, okay, what am I supposed to do? And it's like, just yesterday morning, and this isn't all the time, you know, I'm driving up a hill, about to turn, I'm going on a side street to get on the main highway to go to work, and this stuff never happens unless it's real. And God goes, you need to watch out, somebody's about to run into you right now. And I'm driving straight, driving the speed limit, middle lane, and a guy just comes out of the lane 10 seconds later about to hit me, and I swerve, he doesn't get me, and I go back in. I'm like, whoa, this is incredible. They think they've got AI? When you actually start dialing into the Holy Spirit, it is the God's intelligence. You are now not omnipresent, but the omnipresent is now giving you information. And just as much as you can handle. And now that I've never turned to the dark side, never served Satan, never bowed and had courage, I am literally now being given more and more information. It's wild. All right, we'll come back with Hillary Clinton, her attack on Trump. Straight ahead, stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So we have massive branding all over the news and all these Netflix shows and big budget movies, Civil War. And I go see the Civil War movie last week, weeks after it's out. Oh, it's nonpartisan. Oh, you know who the bad guys are. All the bad guys are white. The president's Trump. The multiracial army goes and kills the white devil. I mean, it was ridiculous. The mainstream media is the heroes. It was disgusting. And it's getting you ready, and the Democrats are actually saying, once he gets in, we're taking control of the military, and we're going to block him from being a fascist dictator. I actually sent I posted on X today, but I don't think I gave it the crew. Trump in a Saturday Night Live piece 15 years ago, with people dancing around like chickens, acting silly, and I said, oh, yeah, looks like dictator material to me. He went in there and had a coup against him and all the attacks and didn't early on fire the bad guys and got run over. They're the ones that have weaponized the IRS and big tech and all the rest of it against the people. And then Hillary Clinton comes out over and over again, but she did it again. We'll play a clip in a moment, and said Trump is going to be a dictator if he gets back in. Well, the truth is he needs to fire every U.S. attorney like Bill Clinton did. He did it for evil. Trump did it for good. That's the president's power. He needs to put people that don't work for Soros in. He needs to go after them because they've gone after us and they were the initiators and they're the bad guys. We need congressional hearings about the IRS, congressional hearings about big tech. We need to prosecute the people that did this stuff. But Trump's even said, well, I'm not planning to go after him when I get in. Well, they fear he'll do that because they're going to go after him. So we didn't ask for this fight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there's the chicken video. In fact, cue it up. Let's play it in a minute. Go ahead and roll. This is the guy that wants to be a dictator. Here it is.
Join me at Donald Trump's House of Wings.
Trump, you know our wings. We'll make you happy.
Chicken wing expert? No. But I can tell you this. The wing is hands down the best part of the chicken. Better than the head, better than the torso, better than the back.
All right, so let's stop right there.
Donald Trump,
they've taken this off their DVDs. They've taken it off online. They've taken it out of their archives. Saturday Night Live does not want to show him as a person. And a bunch of movies that had Trump in them have edited it out or are saying they're going to edit out, like Home Alone, cameos he did. Okay, so that's the guy that wants to be a dictator. Yeah, right. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton says, I came, I saw, he died. Gaddafi, all of it. Fun of the Arab Spring, everything. Here's the headline. Hillary Clinton believes second Trump term will be like having a dictator. But that's everything they've already done, a dictatorial system. You don't have one dictator. You have an oligarchy. You have a bureaucracy. You have a group at war with the people. Here it is.
I think we haven't talked much about the international arena, but, you know, his bromance with Putin, and it was actually called that, I think, by the former prime minister of Australia, who said he saw Trump with Putin, and Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin, because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants. And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strongmen leaders. He sees Putin. He sees Xi. He sees Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Those are the people he is modeling himself after. And we've been down this road in our, you know, world history. We sure don't want to go down.
So this is the woman that we get the word Arkansas from. This is the woman involved in all this oppression. And then Trump, there's none of it. Nobody attacked us and nobody went to war with us when Trump was in, because he went and talked to the leaders and respected them, but also said, if you make one wrong move, I'm going to blow your ass off. And massive transferring wealth back to America. He's the number one oil producer, energy producer. I mean, you know what he did. He did a great job on the whole economic front. But there's Hillary saying he's going to be a dictator. So that's their excuse to steal another election. That's their excuse to surveil. That's the big part of censorship, is they have to surveil you and then censor you and have all these FBI and CIA teams go out and harass Trump supporters and indict members of Congress and do all this to suppress us, because if they don't, we're going to oppress them. No, we're not going to oppress you. But James Comey needs to be indicted. He testified more than 10 times. I've done compilations. We've covered it. That he was not involved in any leaking. And then when it came out that it was the head of the political science journalism bureau at a major university that he'd had more than 70 meetings with, that he gave the info to, who then leaked it, he said, well, I gave it to them to leak it. We know in law and in racketeering and common sense, if John Gotti orders one of his captains to order one of his soldiers to kill somebody, John Gotti is guilty of murder one for premeditatedly ordering that hit. He's just as guilty or more so than the soldier that puts the bullets into somebody when they're getting out of their limousine going into a restaurant. Oh, James Comey ordered and went and had people put it out. But he's a good person. We need these people to be punished because they need to be afraid. What did Thomas Jefferson say? He said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. I forget which way he said it. I pulled the Thomas Jefferson quote on tyranny. Did he say, When the government fears the people, there is liberty. And when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. But it doesn't matter. That it goes the same way, either way he said it. I don't remember exactly the quote, whether tyranny came, you know, whether the government fears the people or the people fear the government first. But it's true. I mean, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Okay, there you go. So, that's true. All right. We got a special guest coming on, speaking of Trump. Attorney Tom Renz is really smart. He's done some deep research into why Trump continues to go along with the poison shots, which is really the fly in the ointment. And so we're going to be talking about that with him. And I got a little Joe Rogan clip, too, dealing with some of our predictions coming up before he comes on the first 5 minutes. But just remember here, ladies and gentlemen, the public is more receptive now to the truth than they've ever been. The Great Awakening's here, and the CIA and the globalists want to put a bunch of Q-tard stuff out that Hillary died at Gitmo and Elon Musk was killed and everything's fine. No, everything's not fine. There's a big awakening happening, but we've been screwed by the New World Order is why it's happening, and we are far from winning. And if we think we've already won, we're going to lose. No, imagine a football coach with a quarter left and you're tied saying, we already won, guys. No need to go out on the field. The white hats are going to handle it. No, we're the people on the field. We need maximum effort right now to realize that, to share the videos, to share the articles, to share the information from Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show and band.video, and to support the great products that you want to experience anyways at Infowarsstore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, sold out for a long time, 40% off, so good for your body, all the essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. If you're missing any of those, you got a big problem. Put a scoop up in the pitcher or a tiny part scoop in a glass of water. It tastes great. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And also, we have Brain Force Ultra. There's two Brain Forces. One is like a 5-hour great base energy. Brain Force Ultra hits in like 15 minutes. Lasts about 3 hours. That's why I love it. If I'm going to go to an event or something and I'm tired, take a little squirt under the tongue, hits in 15 minutes, goes away in 3 hours, I can still sleep great. It's a very special formula. So we have Brain Force Ultra. We have Brain Force Plus. They're both excellent, 40% off. Infowarsstore.com. Brain Force Ultra is 40% off right now. 5-star reviews at Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And also don't forget our other great sponsor with amazing products you need, drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com for the next level foundational energy that isn't a stimulant, but it feels like one. It's next level foundational energy. Get it discounted at drjonesnaturals.com and all the nano silver products like Super Blue Toothpaste, Nano Silver, Iodine, and so much more. You'll find it all at drjonesnaturals.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.